Thomas Giles tells us the original score of Carl Orff's Carmina Burana is subtitled Profane Songs for Singers and Vocal Chorus with Instruments and Magical Pictures, and that it calls for soloists, three choirs, large orchestra. There is a band arrangement, and that's what we're about to explore. Carl Orff apparently derived the inspiration and the texts for his original score from the anthology of songs and poems written in medieval Latin, German, and French by Goliards, vagrant scholars, vagabond poets, and wandering monks over 700 years ago, containing almost 200 songs and poems, both sacred and secular. The manuscript ranged in style and content from earthly simplicity to sophisticated symbolism, from religious contemplation to unabashed worldliness. The texts are frank avowals of the earthly pleasures, eating, drinking, gambling, the beauty of life, and glorious springtime. Orff is offering us exhilarating music with throbbing rhythms and battering ram tunes. It's not a surprise to learn that, as Michael Steinberg tells us, his family background was in the military. He himself was, from his childhood, passionately interested in music, words, and theater. He had a story published in a children's magazine when he was 10, and at that point he was already composing music to go with the puppet plays he'd written for a theater he built himself. He had lessons on the piano, organ, and cello, but his parents said no to the instrument he most wanted to play, the timpani. The Wilkes University Civic Band will present Carl Orff's Carmina Burana at 3 o'clock on Sunday, April 30th at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary, North Sprague Avenue in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. The scenic cantata will be directed by Dr. Philip Simon, Associate Professor of Music at Wilkes. He and the Civic Band will have guests, and they will present an arrangement by John Krantz. We had a visit from Dr. Simon to fill us in about his long-standing ties with this work.
It is very close to my heart because I spent a couple of years at the University of North Texas working on my doctorate. And while we were there, the Wind Symphony performed what was then a relatively new arrangement of Carmina Burana by Carl Orff, done by Juan Vicente Masquiles, Spanish composer and transcriber and arranger. He did the entire set of Carmina Burana for wind band, and it turned out to be a very successful performance. And Professor Corporon, my major professor at North Texas, asked me to do my dissertation comparing the original Orff version with the Vicente Masquiles rearrangement of it. So I spent 5 years working on a dissertation that is now published by VDM Publishing from Germany, and it's been a fairly successful dissertation. It's in libraries around the world, and it's one of those things that I'm immensely proud of course, and it's given me the opportunity to do a lot of thinking about Carmina Burana and plan for a performance at some point. So now it's become a reality, and we're going to be performing Carmina Burana this April 30th with the Wilkes Civic Band. And it's going to be a little bit different than the typical performance of Carmina Burana because we're going to do it more in the spirit of the way Orff originally intended for it to be performed. He calls it a scenic cantata, which means that a full performance of Carmina should have chorus, orchestra, dancers in costume, and a large staging setup. So we're doing two of those three things. We're not using chorus this time because the arrangement that we are using involves all of the instruments in reproducing the choral parts instrumentally. But we are putting dancers on the stage, and we have a soprano soloist singing three of the songs that are originally for soprano soloist. Our soprano soloist Lisa Levy is the voice teacher at Wilkes. Marvelous soprano voice. We just had a rehearsal with her last night, and it's going beautifully. So we have the opportunity to perform 14 of the original 24 movements of Carmina in this setting by John Krantz. The arrangement was done about 40 years ago with Orff's blessing, which kind of surprised me when I read about that and found out that Orff had approved a truncated version of his original. But it seemed like there are so many other arrangements of Carmina Burana for various types of instruments that it apparently made sense to Orff to allow for another performance of this caliber.
Since you know intimately the sound of the concert band, and you know this work, What makes that pairing particularly successful? Why does it work so well?
I think the fundamental reason is that Orff envisioned all of the music of Carmina Burana as more percussive than orchestral. In a couple of places, he writes that everything in Carmina Burana is intended to somewhat be a throwback to the percussive element of music and the rhythmic element of music rather than melodic and harmonic. In general, the harmonies in Carmina are rather simple and pretty straightforward. It's not really complex, and it's not even, for the most part, 20th century harmony complexity. It is more rhythmically alive and rhythmically complex than anything else. There are spots in some of the movements that are very polyrhythmic and take quite a bit of effort to work together on and to produce a good result.
It is a crowd pleaser.
Well, I think part of that reason is because, whether consciously or unconsciously, most everybody has heard at least one or two of the movements of Carmina in relation to something else. It's used frequently in commercials. There are a number of movies. For instance, the Oliver Stone movie, The Doors, uses O Fortuna to denote primal forces as an example. So these are the kinds of things that I think stay in people's memories. And once they hear it, they go, oh, I know that. And that's exactly what people are going to experience when we do the performance. I must tell you that the dance classes at Wilkes University, under the direction of Kristen Degnan Boonen, have been working very hard. And this is a choreographic element that Kristen did many years ago with her husband, Peter Degnan. They did the entire Carmina Burana probably 25 or 30 years ago. And Kristen has resurrected much of the choreography for this performance. And I think it's going to be a really great opportunity for people to see a really fine interpretation of the dance and costuming elements that Orff imagined. And one of the interesting things about the way Orff envisioned the piece is that he didn't prescribe for any particular type of setting for the dancers or for costuming. And each time it's been done in that manner, it's been different.
Is there a sense that there is this primal sense of spring and earth and...
Yes, yeah. Many of the movements refer to the coming of spring and the flowering of flowers and the grass is green on the lawn and the trees are emerging in the bud stage. And it's all part of the rebirth and regrowth. And in fact, often when you see an advertisement for Carmina Burana, you see the great mandala, the circle of life, as the visual representation of Carmina.
You gave us a sense earlier about the rhythmic complexity. Mm. Is that the challenge for you, to bring this together to make sure everybody's perking as he or she should?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The real challenge in this music is more rhythmic than anything else. One place in one of the things that I read, Orff was describing his use of the strings, for instance. And he made the point at one point that the entire string section should function as a gigantic bass drum. So that the whole intent of the music is to create a visceral rhythmic feel in the person. So we're really working to get a very powerful and almost pounding sense of rhythm in the larger movements, movements such as the beginning, the opening, O Fortuna, and the Fortuna Plunga Vulnera. And then in the more delicate movements, especially where Lisa sings, it's very melodic, but there's also this element of rhythm in the background, because there's almost always some kind of syncopation, pulsating feeling going on in the background behind the soloist. So it works on even the smaller volume level rhythmically to have that kind of pulsating feeling in the background. It's thrilling to work with, and I think that the ensemble is really getting a lot out of doing this kind of music for a change. Even though it's written for band, it's not typical band music.
And it must be satisfying for you to come back to it
now.
Yes,
very much so. It's been a long time getting to the point where I felt comfortable with the ensemble being able to put a piece of this magnitude on. I mean, even in the truncated version with the 14 movements that we're doing, it's about a 50-minute long performance. And without an intermission, that's a lot for a band to play, even for a high-quality band like ours.
How many will be involved?
We're putting about, 58 members on stage, and a good balance between brass and woodwinds and a really strong percussion section. As you might expect, you can't do Carmina Burana without a really strong percussion section.
And that includes?
Timpani, bass drum, snare drum, chimes, crotales. There's lots of metal sounds in Carmina Burana. Two pianos, two concert pianos. Interestingly enough, the piano parts are being played by father and son duo. Marshall Kornblatt and his son Joseph are the piano players and doing a marvelous job bringing the piano parts to life. And again, as part of the overall whole that we've been talking about, the piano parts are percussive like everything else. So when the piano parts are included, they're block chords mostly and highly percussive, very, very powerful and bangy kinds of parts. So Joseph and Marshall are having a great time putting that together with us.
Where do we find you and all the specifics?
The performance is at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary, 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 30th. And it looks like it's going to be a really great performance. We're very much looking forward to it.
Dr. Philip Simon, Associate Professor of Music at Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre and Director of the Wilkes University Civic Band, speaking with us about the Civic Band performance of Carl Orff's Carmina Burana, and that's the arrangement we're hearing now by John Krantz. That will take place Sunday, April 30th at 3 in the afternoon at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary, 260 North Sprague Avenue in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. The concert will feature soprano soloist Lisa Levy and dancers from Wilkes University, directed by Kristen Degnan Boonen. For more information on the web, wilkes.edu, the Wilkes University Civic Band and Friends, under the direction of Dr. Philip Simon, presenting this arrangement of Carl Orff's Carmina Burana, Sunday, April 30th at 3 in the afternoon at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, in the new Kirby Center for Creative Arts, 260 North Sprague Avenue. For more information on the web, wilkes.edu, wilkes.edu.